أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion with ayah number 152. First, Allah Ta'ala's command was, or rather prohibition, Allah tushriku bihi shay'a, that you do not ascribe any partners to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa bil walidaini ihsana, second was a command that you be kind and good to your parents. The third, wala taqtulu awladakum min imlaq, and do not kill your children because of poverty. Going forward, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. And do not go near, do not go close to fawahish. Fawahish in its original language refers to indecency, immodesty, acts of promiscuity, etc. However, here most of the commentators have alluded to the fact that fawahish refers to any kind of sin, whether it is promiscuity, indecency, or any other kind of sin. But Allah Ta'ala here says, مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ, that which is ظَهَر, that which is apparent, وَمَا بَطَنْ, and that which is concealed. Ulama have given different interpretations with regards to this. One is this, that مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ, one are those acts of sin that are carried out with the outer part of the body, the limbs, the senses, etc. So ma dhahara refers to all of that. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, do not go close, do not go near anything, that any sin that will be carried out with the limbs or the senses of an individual. Going near will one mean that a person does not go near the place of such a sin, or a person does not think or conceive or perceive carrying out such a sin. If the thought comes to the heart that a person should carry out a particular sin, or there's some kind of temptation, then cut it there, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make ta'awwudh, ask Allah ta'ala for Allah's help. وَمَا بَطَنْ will be those sins that are carried out with the heart, and that will be with regards to a person's jealousy, enmity, pride, arrogance, and all of that that has to do with the heart. So that is one explanation. Then ulama go on further and they explain, مَا ظَهَرَ will refer to those sins that are carried out openly. A person carries out a sin openly, he lacks that shame within himself, and then he indulges in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very openly. That also Allah ta'ala is saying, do not go near that. And sometimes a person carries out a sin, and it can be with the limbs, but he does it concealed. He conceals that sin, he does it secretly. And that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not go near that also. And then ulama have given another very important explanation, that sometimes in our society, in our community, there are those sins that are accepted as sins, ma dhahara. Everybody knows that it is a sin. Everybody knows to commit zina, to consume alcohol. All of that is a sin. So that is openly and that is known. Wama batan, there are those sins that the community, our people around us, do not consider as sins, but yet it is committed and nobody takes heed of it. In other words, it is such a sin that is not openly known to people. People won't admit to it. And possibly and probably one important factor will be that with regards to our gossip, with regards to our backbiting, etc., all of that will fall in the ambit of it, that people indulge in it openly, people do not consider those things as false anymore, people will hurt and harm the integrity of others, people will bicker with others, people will speak ill about others, all of that falls in the ambit of wama batan, that People no more think those to be sins, and it is okay to take away the integrity, the honor and dignity of a person. So ulama have included all of these three different interpretations in ma zahara wa ma batan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to keep away from all of this. And this last interpretation then has a very close correlation to the next part of the ayat. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And do not kill any soul except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, haram, illa bilhaq, without any right. Allah ta'ala has made three souls permissible for a person to take, and that will be within the confines of an Islamic country. A married person committed zina, there was either admission or the proofs were acceptable in an Islamic court, then that person will be stoned to death. Or a person who kills somebody knowingly, intentionally, he was sound in his mind, then that again, all the proofs and evidences have been acceptable in an Islamic court. Or thirdly, a man turns away from the deen of Allah, he renegates, then of course, all those three will be the haqq and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person is not permitted to kill another person. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has firmly, with a great deal of emphasis, advised you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So that you may understand and you may take heed of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has either commanded or Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.